Good morning. Today we're going to start the sugya of Schayer B'machos Asurais, doing business with non-kosher foods. I do have to admit that it's actually not in Choshen Mishpat. This is a sugya in Yerodea. But nevertheless, since it involves business, we'll take the liberty of including it in the Seder Halimud. Now we all know some foods are kosher and some foods are not. And a food that is not kosher, you cannot eat. Basar b'chalav, certainly there's an isser hana. You cannot derive any form of benefit from basar b'chalav. However, most other isurim, if you just have if you have pork, you have an animal that's a nevela, a trefa, you have fish or birds that do not have that are not kosher. There is an isser achila, you cannot eat them. But there's no isser hana. You're allowed to have benefit from it. It's simply not allowed to eat it. If you want to wear a hat or made out of the fur of an animal that's not kosher, you're having hana from it. You're having benefit from it. But as long as you don't eat your hat, it's not a problem of kashrus. And shoes that we wear, leather, in many instances we have hana from animals that are not kosher, and that's perfectly okay. However, the one exception to this is doing schayra. Doing business, nekach u'memkar, with machalos asuros, doing business with foods that are not kosher. So in most cases, that is going to be also. Now the Makari is a Mishnah in Shvias that we had in the Mar Mekoymos that said, shein oisin schayra b'peir Shvias, you cannot do business with fruits of Shemitah. And the Mishnah gives a whole list, b'char, truma, nevelos, trefos, and shkatzim. Any of these items, not only are they usher to eat, but they're usher to do business as well. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Yerushalmi, says that the makar for this is that in Parsha Shmini, when the Torah is going through all of the animals, what's kosher and what isn't kosher, so it keeps on saying, lo yachal tamehu lochem, sheketu lochem, sheketem lochem. Torah tells us that these animals are tameh, these animals are a sheket. When it comes to fish, so here in Perikid Aleph, Pasukid Aleph, the language is a little bit different. Here the Torah writes, Sheket Yihiyu Lachem. Not Sheket Haim, it's not just the passive describing their Sheket, Sheket Yihiyu. The Gemara in Pesachim says, so we end up with, if you look at the Pesachim, there seem to be three different parts of the Pasuk. On one hand, the Pasuk says, Sheket Mibisarim Lo Sechelu. You're not allowed to eat from this, and depending on Chizkiv Ravavo, Lo Sechelu, we understand to mean that there's an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana. You cannot eat a fish that isn't kosher, you can't have any Hana. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, Sheket Yu Lochem. It's for you. The Gemara is Medayik. Lochem means it is for you. You are able to use it. There's no Isser Hana. So one Pasuk implies Lo Sechelu, you can't eat it, you can't have Hana. Lochem is Mashma, that there is a Hetera Akal Panim B'Hana. But then the Gemara says the Lashon of Yihiyu, which is out of place, and all the other animals it says Sheket Haim doesn't say Yihiyu. So the Gemara dashes from Yihiyu that there's one aspect where it remains Asur Bahana. So even though the word Lochem tells you it's Mutar Bahana, Sheket Yihiyu means there's one area where it remains Asur Bahana. And that, the Gemara says, is doing Schayr. Buying and selling animals that are tray for food, that is going to be usher because of the pasuk of Yiya. Now, if you look through in halacha in Simon Kuf Yodayin, in Europe this seems to have been a very common issue. Much of the business they did back then, you didn't have iPhones to buy and sell and gadgets. So a lot of the buying and selling and commerce involved food, involved skins. Gidim were very involved with buying animals and producing leather, producing fur. And it was very common to have these questions. Can you be involved in this business if it means buying animals, buying meat that isn't kosher or not? Now for a while, these shilohs quieted down. Today, very few people are busy, very few frum people are involved in these businesses. Very few people actually own a tray for restaurants. So it became less nageya. Today, however, there are many more cases where this comes up. It is very popular for people to sell things on Amazon. Many of them Many people just sell closeouts as they get good deals. They just buy and sell. And sometimes they come across closeouts. They come with people. They get offered food that is not kosher, and they want to sell it. So can they? Are they allowed to buy it and sell it on Amazon? This seems to be a halacha psukah that it's aser, because you're doing schayer b'machalos asuris. You're doing business with foods that are not kosher. So although you're not eating it, you're doing schayer. You're making money. You're making profit off it. It should be aser. Another case where this comes up is if a person owns a company. So very often he'll have to make a party in the office, a holiday party. So who's the caterer that you're using? Are you serving all of your goyim kosher pastrami? That can get very expensive. Or on the other hand, can you just go ahead and order from a goyish caterer? It'll be perhaps a bit cheaper. You're not eating it. No Jew. You're not eating any tarifus. But you're buying the tarifus and you're feeding it to your workers. Does this have a din of stira? For that matter, actually, it's not uncommon. Also, you have workers, construction, they're working on the site. So you don't want them to take a lunch break. You need to have them to get the work done. So you stop by to bring them lunch. So can you stop off in a McDonald's to pick up lunch for them? Or do you have to buy them kosher food? So these are all questions of how far does the Isser of Sfeira, how do we define Sfeira, and exactly where does it apply? So let's begin. Okay, and that will also be a shaila. Obviously, if they're buying it on their own and you're reimbursing them, it's certainly a lot better, because you're not doing the Sfeira, you're just reimbursing them for their cost. If they're using your credit card, we'll have to talk about what the definition of a Sfeira is. You know, it's a classic case of Sfeira is you buy it and you sell it. So in that case, you're making a profit, you're buying, you're selling, that's a pure case of Sfeira. When you're buying it to feed your workers, you may be buying it, but you're not selling it. You're not making money off the sale of the treifas, and therefore perhaps there's more of a Sfeira lahakel. Correct. So if you were in the good old days, if you were in commodities and you were trading pork belly futures, you would have, this would be a very serious question, because you're buying the pork bellies, you're selling them. So this l'chayra is straight l'chayra b'macholos asuris. You probably would have to deal with whether you're actually buying any pork bellies or if it's just futures, the right to get it in the future where there's never a pork belly that you owned. That would be another svara l'hakel. We're not going to be mying too much into it because I don't believe they're traded anymore. A word of disclaimer is, we're dealing only with Macholos Asuras. We'll go through what's included. Every Menachai might be an exception. The Isser Sfeira may not apply. We'll talk about that. We are not going to talk about Isseri Hana. If you're dealing with Basar B'Cholov, you're not going to have any benefit from it. Doing business is obviously a benefit, and but there it's a much broader Isser. Because many things, even we can come up with a technicality, a reason why it's not called doing business. If you're getting any pleasure from it, any benefit, something which is usher by no, you're not going to be able to do. So we're going to be focusing on macholos asuris that are usher to eat, usher to do business, but mutter bahano.
So your example of going to McDonald's, you can't bring them a cheeseburger.
Correct. A cheeseburger or pashas would be a problem of basar b'cholov. Without going into whether it's a kail, it's a maisiv, whether it's tzli, whether it's bishul, again, he'll have to go through that part of Yeridei a different time. But assuming it's straight basar b'chol hadeis, there it will be also regardless. And for that matter, if your son needs a summer job, and it's very hard to find jobs within the community, can you take a job flipping burgers at McDonald's? So if you're being asked to make basar b'cholov, so that's going to be much more chomer. But assuming you're able to stay out of the basar b'cholov, you take care of the French fries or whatever it is, it's being cooked in oil that is straight, but it's not straight basar b'cholov, can you go ahead and do this? Okay, so it's not straight, it's true, but you're working with it. So the question is, does the isser sfeira mean only buying, selling? Or perhaps if you're, as your job, your parnasa, you're going ahead and flipping treifa burgers, perhaps that's included. And for that matter, if you want to take it a step further, let's say you have a delivery company, and you get asked to transport from the Burger King warehouse to the individual, and if you're being asked to transport treif things, is that included in Sfeira, or is Sfeira limited to buying and selling?
I heard one of the animal.
Okay, very good, very good, very good. We will see one of the exceptions is that even if something is not kosher, if it's not oimid la'achila, then these isurim will not apply. We'll have to define what that means. But if you're selling some sort of oil that's used commercially, the fact that it's extracted from an animal, if right now it's either not royal achila, even if it's royal achila, if this kind of thing is not oimid to be in, there the isur will not apply. The fact that Yerushalmi asks how are you allowed to buy and sell horses or camels, they're not kosher. The answer is, since horses are used on the farm or to ride on, so it's not oimid la'achila. People don't go ahead and slaughter them and eat it. I mean, you may have some people, but that's not what it's oimid la'kach. So therefore, even though technically speaking it is a non-kosher animal, since you're not doing business with it as a food, it's there to use as a workhorse, there the isser will not apply. So again, there will be machlokes rishonim in certain cases, but conceptually, if it's not a food, even if it came from an animal, it would be mutter. Correct.
Strimals are
not a problem. Correct. Rest assured, it's okay. You can go out and buy one now. if that's what was holding you back, you're good to go. Okay, so let's begin the actual sugya. As we mentioned, the Mishnah in Shviyah says very, very clearly, and there's no machlokes, it is asur to do business with machalos, to do sfeir with machalos asuras. The Gemara in Psachim and the Yerushalmi say the makar is from these psukim, pshaket yiu lochem, that yiu is being moisif, that even though it's mutter bahana, nevertheless, in one area it's asur, and that is to go ahead and to do business with food that is not kosher. What's interesting is the Rajba, when he brings down this halacha, he says you cannot do business with macholos asuris, gzeira shema yoichel, because we have a gzeira, you'll come to eat it. If you go ahead, if you know, without this pasuk, it would be perfectly okay to run a trade for a restaurant. As long as you stay away from basar b'chalav, you can go ahead, you can have horse meat, you can have pork, as long as you don't eat it, you can sell it to a guy. However, there's a gzeira shema yoichel. If you go sitting there all day selling your wares, the way the Shach explains it, people who sell things, it's normal for them to taste it. They want to see if the recipe came out, if this batch came out good, if it's roy to serve. So they go ahead and you taste it. So if a person is busy, being oisik, buying and selling and doing business with macholos asuros, a gzeira you'll come to eat it. That's the lashon of the Rashba. The Shach adds another point, that even if you won't come to eat it, someone who walks by your establishment and sees you selling bacon and eggs will assume that you're selling the bacon, you're probably eating it as well. It doesn't look good, and therefore it is us. Now this leads us to a very basic question, which is going to have a tremendous nafmina l'halacha. Is the Isser Sfeira d'oraisa or d'rabban? So on one hand, the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about its psukim. Pasuk says, "Sheket yiu lochem lo sechelu." So this lo sechelu means you're not allowed to eat it or have hana. Lochem means you could have hana. Yiu tells us there's one hana that's also you can't do business. So it sounds very much like it's an issur d'oraisa. It's learned out of psukim. But the problem is the Rashba says, "Gzeira shema yochlu." A gzeira, maybe you'll eat it. If we're dealing with an issur d'oraisa, what's the Rashba telling you? First of all, the lashon of gzeiro shver, and second of all, why is the Rashba going into the reasons? Time of the Krah? The Sefer HaChinuch tells us by every mitzvah what the pshah in the mitzvah is. But why, if it's an isur d'oraisa, l'chayr, the point is not, it's not negel halacha what the reason is, shema yoichlu, it's asur. It's a lay plugish, but asur across the board. So that is one, that's one har. The second har is that we pointed out before, that the Yerushalmi asks, how can you buy and sell horses or camels? Yerushalmi says it depends. Something which is oimid l'schayro, something which is oimid l'achila, if it's normal to eat it, it's aser. Something which is not oimid l'achila, you're allowed to have. Now, if it's an isur d'oraisa, you can't do schayro, but anything which is with behemoth tmeya. How do we come to start with, what's the makar of this chiluk between whether you're going to eat it or not? It's a behemoth tmeya. The Torah is talking about such animals. Torah says you can't do business. So how can we go ahead? How can the Yerushalmi start saying that, okay, as long as you're not going to eat it, you're not planning on eating it, it's okay. It's a behemoth tmeya. It's an issur d'oraisa. It should be asur. And lastly, the next Mishnah in Shviyah says that although you cannot do business with macholos asuros. You can't go ahead as a career go ahead and raise pigs. On the other hand, if you have a tzayid, you have a hunter, someone who traps animals, he sets his trap, and sure enough, a non kosher animal wanders into the trap. The halacha is in that case he's allowed to sell it. Because as long as it's nizdamnu, it just came in on its own, you didn't set out to catch it. It just fell into your lap. So then, once you have it, you're allowed to sell it. And this is a very important hetzer. Again, it's a Mishnah, but it comes up very many of the shayos that we'll deal with, many of the practical shayos will hinge around how you understand this hetzer of nizdamnu. But it's clear the Isser does not only apply when you set out to go ahead and do business with Macholos Asuros. If it just came into your lap, it just fell into your lap, there the Isser doesn't apply. Now this is also there's no Pasuk, at least the Gemara doesn't make any drasha to tell us this. Seems to be just a Svara. And in Isser D'oraisa, where do we come to start making these Chalukim, and only when you miss, it depends on your Kavanah, if you meant to do it, yes, otherwise it's okay. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Now, based on these kashas, some achroinim, and actually some are medayeged from the Rashba, there's a Trumas Hadeshin that brings down from the Gilyon Tosfos, and the Noid of Yehuda says, Halacha l'maisa, the Isser Skayra is only in Isser Midrabanan. It's a gzeira. Chazal were worried you do business, you'll end up eating it. Midaraisa, it's mutter b'hanoa, you can do whatever you want. It's a gzeira's chazal because we're afraid that you'll eat it. What about the psukim? Sheket you lochem lo seichelu the drushes in Pesachim. So the Noi Yehuda says that those are all, it's an asmachta ba'alma. And then he says perhaps the Gemara was chayzer, that was only mahavamina. Later on, the Gemara falls away from it. But the Noi Yehuda comes out halacha lemaisa that the iser schayra is only midrabanan. So this is the shita of the Noi Yehuda that at the end of the day the iser schayra is only midrabanan. That being said, roiv paiskim. So Rav Rishonim and Rav of the Poskim Halacha L'maisa argue. And Rav Poskim say the Gemara in Pesachim that deals with Pesachim is a Raya, it's Daraisa. And Tosfos and the Rosh and the Arzarua, many other Rishonim are very clear that it's an Issa Daraisa. What does it mean? How do we have all these Chalukim? How do we make Chalukim between whether you set out to do it, whether it's something which is Roy Lachilo or not? So there are two basic approaches. The Chavis Yor says that it's true. It's true. We learn out of Pesukim, and Pesukim usually can't make Chalukim. But over here, the Isser of the Pasuk says Lo Yisaychelu. Lo Yisaychelu. Even if you're going to interpret it to mean also an Isser Hana, but the Pashtus, what the Pasuk is talking about is eating it. So although we're talking about Behemah Tameya, since in the context the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is we're talking about what you could eat and what you can't eat. So therefore, Chazal darshan that when the Torah says, Yiyu, that you're not allowed to do business, it was only in the context of Lo Yisaychelu, something which is there for achil. However, an animal, even if it's not kosher, even if it doesn't have the simone kashrus, if it's not oimid la'achila, there the din of Yiyu, the din of Isser Schayr, doesn't apply. So it's learned out of the Pesukim. Because the Pesukim are in the context of the Parsha, the Pasuk Shah is talking about Isser Achila, even though there's a drasha to say you can't do business as well, that's limited to cases where it's oimid l'achila, you're going to eat it. On the other hand, if you want to buy fur, leather, things that are not oimid l'achila, there, even though it's interesting, it's midaraisa, it will be mutter.
Does that mean something which people, what do you mean because of miyus?
No, nothing to do with miyus. It means it is not oimid l'achach. Now, there will be a machlokes rishonim whether it means it's not even the kach. Roiv people do not eat this kind of thing. This thing is more valuable for its commercial use as opposed to eating. Or whether we look at each person. If you're not buying it to eat, perhaps it's mutter. We look at what your intent is, not what other people use it for. That is machlokes Rashi Matisis. We'll get to that in a few minutes. So that's one mahalach. It's learned out of because the Pesukim are talking about Isser Achila, therefore even the Isser Schayra is only when it's Oymed L'Achila. The Taisis Yontiv and the Taz have a different mahalach. And they say, it's a tremendous chiddush, and they say, what they say is like this. The Torah, on one hand, says, Lo Yisaychelu, which implies, is an Isser Hana. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, Lochem, you could use it. Mutra b'hana, you just can't eat it. Then the Torah says, Yiyu, which tells us, there's one area where it's Asr b'hana. If that's all you know, You know, Torah starts off Isser Hana, another pasuk says Mutter. Yihu tells us there's one case which is in between. There's one case you're not allowed to have Hana. What's that one case? Do we have any way of figuring it out? No. Zakat Taisis Yantiv and the Taz, even though we're dealing with an Isser Doraisa, it says this case, the Torah says there's one case, it's Aser, it is Maser to the Chachamim to decide what cases are included in the Isser and what cases are not. Taz Yantiv says we find a similar case by Chol HaMoed. Person doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed, there's a Machlokes, whether it's Doraisa or Darabana. Now, there are all sorts of, there's a whole list of rules on Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Whether it's a Melechus Umar or Melechus Hedya, whether you need a, whether it's professional, you need a professional to do it, or whether anyone can do it. Whether it's a Davar Avod, you're going to lose money or not lose money. Whether it's a Torah Chamay, there are all sorts of conditions and rules when it applies and when it doesn't. There's no Makar in the Torah for any of these rules. So one of the Pshatim that they say there is that even though it's Doraisa, it was the Torah left it up to the Chachamim to decide what's Asur on Chol HaMoed and what's Mutter. Once they decide, it still remains an issue d'oraisa. Zakat Taisis Yantiv, the same thing applies by Schayr. Because the Torah was sasim, it doesn't explain what it is, it's Masur to b'yad chachamim, and therefore all of these rules and limitations, although there's no makar in the Torah for it, although the Chazal are the ones that decide, but they're deciding, the Torah gave them the koyach to define what the issue d'oraisa is. And therefore the Taisis Yantiv and the Taz both say, even though these rules are, the rules were created by the Chachamim, nevertheless, we're dealing with an Issa Daraisa, and therefore, if there's any Safik, if there's any Shiloh, it's an Issa Daraisa, and Safik Daraisa L'chumra, it's going to have the Chumra of every Issa Daraisa. There weren't. It was not defined, and without Chazal, Torah doesn't have a meaning. It's Masur B'yad Chachamim. And the Chacham had to shtel avek what's Asur and what is Mutter. You want to know when they did it? Some had to do it right away, because otherwise this is not defined in the Torah, just like by Chol HaMoed. So we end up with the Shita, the Noid of Yehuda is, it's an Issur d'Rabbanon, and therefore he is Mekel Misaf, in many cases of a Safek. And Mashenke, the Shita of Roiv Poiskin is that it's an Issur d'Oraisa. And even though we find a lot of different rules and a lot of different exceptions, those are all just the koyach was given over to Chazal to decide what's included in the Raisa and what's not included in the actual Issa. But this leads us to one of the most important questions that will come up again and again. The Rajva says it's a gzeira shema yochlu. It's a gzeira because perhaps he'll come to eat it. Is the Isser only when you really may come to eat it? You know, it's what would be if you're, you're dealing with commodities. You're dealing with pork belly futures, or pork belly, you're buying it. Now, you never take physical delivery of these things. You buy it, it's in some warehouse in Chicago. You buy it, you sell it, it gets traded back and forth, but you never comes to your hand. You never have access to it. You're never in a position where, even if you wanted to eat it, you're never in a position where you can actually eat it. Is it mutter or also to do schayr? So if you hold an issur d'rabbanon, and the issur d'rabbanon is a gzeira shema yoichlu, it's only because maybe you'll eat it, then there's makom to say that if you never have access to it, never came to your hand, there's no gzeira shema yoichlu, there's no way you're going to eat it, it'll be mutter. On the other hand, if it's an Issur d'oraisa, if the Torah says you can't do schayra, so it's true, the geder is only things that could be eaten. But if it's an Issur d'oraisa, b'derech klal, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We are not Deirish time of the Kura. We are not Mekel. We don't say, even though the Torah says that it's Asur, the Svar doesn't apply over here, and therefore it's Mutter. So therefore, if it's a d'oraisa, even in cases where you do not have access to it, we will not come to eat it, it will be Asur. And based on this, the Chassam Sofer paskens halacha l'maisa, that if you're going to be buying and selling, you're buying on Amazon, you're buying and selling, it never comes to your possession. It gets sent directly from the seller, it gets sent directly to the end user, to the ultimate buyer. Since l'maisa you're doing schayr, you bought it, you sold it, even though you had no access to it, nevertheless, the Chassam Sofer says that it's going to be awesome. Hmm? Yes, he holds d'oraisa, and you cannot use the time of the kara, the gezeru shema yoichlu. He says you cannot use lakula, and therefore even when it's impossible for you to eat it, since you're doing schayra, it's going to be awesome. Now we will deal with next week in Mirat Hashem cases of if you can buy and sell, if you don't make a kinyan, perhaps it will be mutzer because you're not doing schayra. But in a case where there's a real purchase and a real sale, just you don't have physical access to it, the Chazam Sefer says you have to be machmer because there's a loy plug. It's mistavru b'motzer, because if it's only gezeru shema yoichlu, so if you don't have access to it, there's no way for you to eat it, there it should be mutter. Very good, very good, very good. Rav Shlomo Kluger says that svar. But the chiddush is that there's one thing to say in the Chachamim, the Torah says yiyu. The Torah doesn't define what that applies to, so the Chachamim said it applies to svar. Now we're taking it to the next level. When it was master l'chachamim, not only was it master to them to define the category, but when they explain the reason, now each case will look at the reason. That's the chiddush. But your svar is a good. Rishon Kluger Taka says that svar and says here even if it's d'oraisa, it will be d'orish time of the krua because it was master l'chachamim. The ones that argue say that it's master to make up the categories. Once they make up the categories, those are a given, just like by d'oraisa. Chassam Sofer, because of this, says, because he holds d'oraisa, he says the gezeira, you cannot be slamming at the time of the kara l'hakol. And Chassam Sofer is machmer. He says, even if the reason doesn't apply, you have no access to it, he says it will be aser. L'maisa roif poiskim, as I mentioned before, hold it's an iser schayer is d'oraisa, and most seem to follow this Chassam Sofer. The exception is the Shlomo Kluger. However, Zokta Chassam Sofer, this is all true l'kula. What about l'chumra? Let's go back to our case where you're looking for a job in the summer, there are kids looking for a job, so he wants to work for Burger King. He's working now like this. He's not doing business in the sense, you know, he's not in the cat, he's in the back. He's flipping the burgers, somehow you're avoiding your basa b'chalav, there's no esar hana. But he's making his living, his job is preparing machalas asuras. But he's not doing any mekach u'memkar, he's not doing any buying and selling. Is this asur or is it mutar? So, as you pointed out correctly beforehand, that's not tzvayra. However you define doing business, cooking something and baking something is not called doing business. It's called cooking, it's called baking. Nevertheless, Zok Chassam Sofer, when it says gzeira shema yoichlo, he says we're soimich on the tam l'chumra. And therefore, even if it's not tzvayra, if a person, this is his job, this is his asik, doesn't mean b'mikri is doing it once. But he's sitting there and he's working, he's being involved in doing this. Zok Chassam Sofer l'chumra, we would go with the reason, with the tam of the gzeira. And anytime you're in a situation of a gzeira shema yoichlo, it's going to be usur to put yourself in such a situation. Now, it's not going to be an isur d'oraisa, because this is a gzeira shema yoichlo. But nevertheless, the Chassam Sofer holds it will be usur, even though it's not technically sfeira. Now this, in truth, is a huge machlokes. Because if you go back to the mission that we started off with, the mission in Shvi'is, so what was the line before that doing Sveira? The line before was, Hatzava Tevela Atzmai, the Lo Yitzba Beskar. If a person is dying, dying over here means the coloring, and a person takes cloth or takes wool, and he dyes it a particular color. So halacha is, he's allowed to use Perish Shvius in order to dye his clothing for when it's for himself. So he could be Tzevel Atmoy, V'lo Yitzba B'schar. But he's not allowed to dye for pay. He's not allowed to do this professionally. Why? She'ein Oysa Schoira B'Perish Shvius. You're not allowed to do business with Perish Shvius. Now wait a second. Are you buying and selling over there? No. We're not talking about a merchant. The person was just dyeing clothing. Where the case of the Mishnah is, what you're doing is you're getting paid to dye the clothing. And the Mishnah says, this is called doing schayra. So some achroinim learn, the medayik from the Rav, that what it means is, I have cloth. I have some peiros, shvius, but I don't know how to dye clothing. I don't have a vat. I'm not set up. I go over to this professional. I say, here's the dye. Here's the wool. I want you to make it purple. And this person takes the schayra, he goes ahead, he dyes it, and he sends me a bill. On that, the Mishnah is saying, you're not allowed to do that because you can't do schayra b'peir shvius. So based on this, some achroinim learn that any time your job involves processing or working with something, that is called schayra. So schayra doesn't have to mean buying and selling. Eat, simply going ahead, taking your thing and making it and using it to die, that's included in the Isser of Schoira, and that will be awesome. That is one mahalach. Others argue, and they say, your pshat, they say the case of being tzevei b'schar doesn't mean that, they say no, well, the case of tzevei b'schar means that a customer comes to you with a wool, and he's paying you to dye the wool, which means that you're taking the pay shvius, you're making dye out of it, you're dyeing the thing and giving it to him. The reason why it's usur is you're selling the dye. And since the dye is pay shvius, that's called doing schar b'pay shvius. According to the Ishitas, if you're not selling the dye is being provided by the customer, you're just doing the work, that's not called tzchayra, that's not called processing, and that would be mutter. So we have a machlokes. Some learn from this mishnah that any type of processing that you're charging for, it's called tzchayra and will be aser. Others say no, the mishnah is only because you're selling the dye. If you're not selling the dye, the fact that you're working with it is beseder. Now, this is a tremendous nafkamina. Any payel, anyone who's working, he's going ahead, he's flipping burgers, delivery, you're doing work with machalos asuris, will depend on this shaila. So this is a machlokes. It seems that roif poiskim in this case are makel, and they hold that it's not called schoira unless you're buying and selling. The fact that you're doing work, that itself is not awesome. That being said, although most poskim are makel on that shaila, that the definition of schoira means buying and selling as opposed to dyeing or cooking or processing, nevertheless, the Chasam Sofer says, even though it's not schoira per se, nevertheless, the gezeira shema yoichlu does apply. If you're putting yourself in a matzav of nesayin, putting yourself where you're kavua to be working directly with machlois asuros, there the Chasam Sofer says that a person has to be machmir. We use the tam l'chumra, just not l'kula. So this already is a much bigger shiloh. Here already there are many poskim that asa. That any time you're going to have direct access to it with the chashash shema yoichlu, it will be asa. Comes Igros Moshe and makes a very nice filik. He says, Bishloima, when you're working with your thing, you're the fellow that you own the restaurant. So besides with the Isser Schoira, we also have a problem with Shema Yoichlu. You'll eat it. Because it's your restaurant, you can do what you want. So even if somehow we can do away with the Isser of Schoira, but if you're working on it, we have this problem of the Chasam Sofer. However, what happens if you're just a worker? You're working for someone else, you don't own the Schoira. If you eat it, you're a Goslin. And if you eat it, you'll probably get fired. If you're sitting there, you're supposed to be, you're working on a factory, on an assembly line, they're going ahead, they're making these foodstuffs commercially. If you start going ahead and slipping things off the assembly line and popping it into your mouth, you'll get fired. Zog the Igros Moshe, in such a case, we don't find a gzeir, shema yachlu. We don't find a cheshash, you're going to be a gazlin, you'll steal something that doesn't belong to you and eat it. So Bishleiman, when it's yours and you're working, you're spending the whole day with it, we're taco afraid. Even though it's not kosher, it smells good, you'll forget, you'll slip, you'll go ahead and you'll eat it. But if it means to be a gazlin, to steal something that it's not yours and you don't have the right to do, there already he says, l'kuliyam, this chashash won't apply. And in such a case, the Gros Moshe says that it should be mutter. Now this might depend on the case. I don't know what it's like to work in the kitchen of a Burger King, where they're makbid that a workers there can every once in a while take a couple of fries. If they are makbid and it's gezel, so then according to the Gros Moshe, you would not have this chashash of shema yoichlu. On the other hand, if it's a little bit more informal, if they're not makbid and you are allowed to eat when you get hungry, so then there's no issur of gezela, and then you would have this problem. Yeah, because that's very indirect. There's no. You're certainly not buying and selling, so it's not schoyer per se. And there's also certainly no chashash emiyochlu. An accountant, you know, he can eat the records and the books, but doesn't have access to the tarifa. So you don't have neither svara would apply.
Depends if you're cooking the books.
I mean, they cook the books, not the. Yeah, so that's fine. The issue only comes up when either you're buying and selling or you have, you know, direct physical access to it, where we have this with this chashash that shema yoichlu. Another svara that the Igros Moshe says. Let's go back for a minute. The main isser is an isser schoira. You can't do business. The Chasam Sofer is medayik from the Rashba that says gzeir shema yoichlu. that the Rishayim tell us the reason for the Yisr is that you'll come to eat it. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer says, although you can't be Samech L'Kula, but L'Chumra, you have to be Samech L'Kula. You have to be Choshesh for it. And therefore, when there's a Gezeirah Shema Yoichlu, even if it's not really Schayr, it's going to be awesome. Zabar Moshe, what does this mean? The Torah says you can't do business. Does this mean now, if you're flying on an airplane, and the guy next, there's treif of food next to you, can we go ahead and come up and create a new Isser? You can't fly next to someone who's eating tarifas because the Torah says you can't do business. The reason for that is Shema Yoichlu. And the guy next to you is eating tarifas, maybe you'll eat it also. Would that be included in the can you make such an Isser? No. The Torah says you can't do business. Zok de Gers Moshe. Even the Chassam Sofer that's machmer and says that when it's not skoyrit, there's still a problem with Shema Yoichlo. He says that's only if you're engaged in Nekach U'Memkar, but it's not yours. Let's say you're a purchasing manager for a guy. You work for him, it's not for you. You want to buy and sell tray for food. Now, is that called you're doing skoyrit b'macholos asuris? You're buying, you're selling, but is it yours? It doesn't become yours. You're really acting for someone else. You're a shliach. It's the guy that's buying and selling. You're just doing it for him. In that case, does the Isser Schayer apply? No. But there, the Chassam Sofer holds, if you're buying and selling for him, and you have access to the Gezeir Shema Yoichlu, there you have to be Machir. But it's only when you're doing Schayer, just it's Mutter because it's not yours, because we'll apply the Gezeir. However, if you're not doing Schayer at all, you're doing something else, you're just flying on the plane, we can't make up a new din that every time there's a possibility you'll eat it, it's included in the Yisr of Schayer. Therefore, Zakhli Gris Moshe, if you're working for a delivery company and you're asked to deliver tray for food, that has nothing to do with Schayer. No one's buying and selling. You're picking it up from one place, you're just delivering it to another place. There's no sale going on. In that case, even if you're there and there's a Cheshash Shem Yoichlu, we can make a new Yisur, and that'll be Mutter. The Chassam Sofer's chumrah he holds is only when you're buying and selling, just you're doing it for a guy. So there, the Isser doesn't, you're not tech, even though you're not doing Schayra, we have to be machmer or Shema Yoichlu. But if you're not buying and selling, the Gris Moshe says, in that case, everyone would agree with me, mutter, and therefore, he's taka mater. So halacha l'maisa, if a person has a delivery company or is doing things, he's not doing the buying and selling, according to the Gris Moshe, l'kula yama, it'll be mutter, and even the Chassam Sofer's chumrah does not apply unless you're actually involved in buying and selling. On the other hand, now even according to Ramesh, you have to if you are working for a if you're a purchasing manager for a Goyish company, and you're asked to order supplies and they're treif, you're asked to order food, you have this problem. So if you're sitting there in corporate headquarters and the food is not coming there, the food is going to other places, you won't have physical access. You're okay. You're not buying and selling for yourself. And there's no Gezeirah Shema Yoichlu. On the other hand, if you make the orders, you're there by the deliveries, where there is a cheshash of Shema Yoichlu, then it's buying and selling. There the Chassam Sofer will hold that it's Aser. Gris Moshe has this other cheshman that you're not kosher on Gezel. But that will depend on the situation, that will depend on the case. But in a typical case, correct. That's why it's not Schayra. But the way that Gris Moshe learns, the Chassam Sofer that says that you have to be Machmer or Gezeirah Shema Yoichlu, even though it's not technically Schayra, is talking about such a case where it's you're buying and selling on behalf of someone else. So for Schayra itself, it isn't, but since we will use the Gezeirah Shema Yoichlu L'chumra, we will apply it to this case. But it's only when you're buying and selling on behalf of someone else. If you stop delivering or doing something completely different, the Gris Moshe holds that this Chumra will not apply whatsoever. That brings up a host of other questions, which we'll have to deal with next week.